B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
An Amazon delivery driver says he helped save a Texas infant who was abandoned on the side of a road by a carjacker.
Whoa.
Juan Carlos Flores, an Amazon driver who was working in North Houston, said that he spotted a car seat on the curb while delivering a package, but at first he didn't realize that there was a baby in it. Flores said he thought that a parent might have put the car seat on the curb for a moment.
Right.
But after 10 minutes delivering packages, nobody had come to pick it up, and Flores noticed the car seat contained an infant. He said, "When I saw the baby, I wanted to cry." He said he went to the nearest home, told the residents about the abandoned baby. They called the police, and when officers arrived, Flores said he led the police to the abandoned infant. Said, "I took the police to the house where the baby was, and that's when they told me the baby was stolen with a car, and they left the baby on the side street."
Jeez.
Remember, we had a story the other day of a guy who got into carjacked a car.
Yeah.
The woman left the baby in there. He brought it back and then started chastising the woman he stole the car from.
Yeah.
For having the baby. She had gone inside the store. But they're still searching for the suspect in this particular carjacking. A crying woman identified as a mother arrived shortly after and reunited with her baby. Asked how he feels to have found the abandoned infant. He said, "I feel lucky."
I remember seeing a car seat on the road as I was hiking one time. And I'm like, "Oh, no, no, oh, no, 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 please." It was just empty. But it was like, yeah. You always think that.
Yep. Well, you never know what might fall from the sky. The wheel of a small plane bound for O'Hare International Airport landed in a Chicago family's backyard on Thursday evening.
Yay!
The wheel belonged to a single-engine aircraft operating Boutique Air Flight 835 and luckily did not injure anyone in the neighborhood when it crashed down. The flight landed a short time later without incident at O'Hare, and all seven people aboard were uninjured, according to the FAA. But the aircraft did send a considerable amount of sparks flying down the runway when it touched down. Those living in the home closest to where the tire landed said that initially they thought the tire was just junk that someone had dumped there. And neighbors said that they heard it hit the ground with a big boom.
Gee, could you imagine?
No. The FAA says that it will be investigating the incident along with the National Transportation Safety Board. A man is facing charges after he led officers on a chase while driving under the influence. And Altoona police said 36-year-old Terry Fornari was drunk and driving on a DUI suspended license when he led officers on a chase driving away from traffic stop at about 9:30 in the morning. He is accused of running 12 stop signs and one red light before he pulled into a driveway and stopped.
Three more and he would have been in trouble.
An officer tackled Fornari as he ran through the yard. I'll remind you, this is 9:30 in the morning. Police said Fornari had a can of beer in the front pocket of his coat, and there was a case of beer on the passenger seat of the car. He has four previous DUI convictions. He is now charged with felony misdemeanor DUI, felony fleeing police, and misdemeanor counts of recklessly endangering another person.
I drink more beer before 10 o'clock than most people do all day.
No kidding.
I watched a guy run four straight red lights today.
Really?
Like, didn't even, like, barely even stopped.
You must have been driving right next to me, even though I know you weren't, because I was like an hour late to work today. But I saw a guy blow through two red lights directly in front of me. It wasn't like, no one's speaking and no one's looking. No one's looking.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, "I'm directly behind him." Right on through it.
It pisses me off.
Come on, man.
Because I will stop at red lights in the morning.
Of course.
Is there some sort of vague BS rule that you can, if you stop at that time in the morning?
I don't know. It was out on Belmont, though, dude, and there are cops that hide out on Belmont.
Yeah,
and that dude's time he's biting his time because they're going to get him. They're going to bust his ass. But it pissed me off to see
it's
that.
It's annoying.
Yeah. Portland police arrested two people they say attacked a man because his car had Vermont license plates.
Vermont!
How dare you.
The suspects yelled at the victim and told him that he shouldn't be in Maine.
Oh.
And assaulted him on Friday afternoon. They damaged his car and tried to pull him out of the vehicle. The victim was not seriously hurt, though.
Lou, forget him. I just saw New Hampshire plates.
Police responding to calls from witnesses found that the suspects had fled by the time they arrived. But both were arrested a short time later.
That's being a little too proud of your state.
Nathaniel Glavin and Vanessa Lazaro both face assault and drug charges in the case.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Memes have apparently gone viral on social media in relation to an incident that happened there a few days ago. A 35-year-old man died while having sex with a sex worker, and the postmortem report revealed the death was caused by, and this is what it says.
Oh, boy.
Extreme orgasm.
Extreme orgasm.
Is that possible?
According to the postmortem report.
Who wants to go out having an extreme orgasm? Hands, please.
Me. Malawians on social media started throwing jokes on the matter, with most saying that they are looking for answers as regards to what led to the climax of sexual excitement. That's it. Others claim that the deceased took orgasm-stimulating substances before the act.
Which would be what? And right. Where can I get them? And does Rite Aid have them?
It doesn't say, but the incident has made several people conclude that the district where this happened, the Falambi district, has women that are skilled in bed. Apparently, they'll kill you.
Where is Falambi, and how often do flights leave for?
Falambi is in Malawi. That's okay. All that I know.
Falambi in Malawi.
That's it, man. A Brisbane woman had just sat down to enjoy her morning coffee when she looked up and discovered a man defecating in her neighbor's backyard.
Hi, buddy.
The stranger, seen squatting down to do his business alongside a fence in the trendy inner city suburb of New Farm, is where this had taken place. It's in Australia. Holly McIntyre could barely believe her eyes and quickly pulled out her phone to catch the man during the dirty act.
Was he crapping on his own yard?
No, his neighbor's yard.
Oh, his neighbor's yard. Okay.
But he was crapping on this woman's neighbor's yard, but it wasn't his own yard.
Okay.
She said, "I've only lived here for a month. It was not the welcome I was expecting." He saw me when he walked away, but didn't seem fazed by me, and I don't think this is his first public poop.
It's not an Australian tradition?
Ms. McIntyre, not that I know of, shared
to the neighborhood.
Shared the video of the number two on the New Farm Community Facebook page detailing the extent of the man's deed.
It's a cocky duty.
And noted that he had even brought his own toilet paper with him.
He's not a savage.
Right. She says, it seems he was prepared for this. And the incident follows on the form of the infamous poo jogger who was exposed by Brisbane residents just a year ago. Andrew McIntosh was charged with creating public nuisance after neighbors banded together to catch the man they believed had fouled their property up to 30 times in a year.
30 times?
Yeah, so he was doing it regularly. Speaking of poop, this story's out of Charlottesville, PA.
It's perfect.
Our favorite named cities. But nearly 70,000 chickens perished early Thursday as fire swept through several buildings at a Pennsylvania farm.
I don't want to go home.
Well, you know what? This is the third fire
at
that farm in recent years.
Well, you've talked about the massive chicken death toll because of these raging fires.
Well, we've had other ones.
Other places.
Like, we're like 100,000 in here.
Little madness stuff.
Have happened. But this is the third fire at this farm in recent years. A fire in 2019 claimed the lives of more than 37,000 chickens.
Outside the chicken farm, not quite tied to the mooring mast. Oh, my God, it burst into flames!
And
it burst into flames, and the chickens are falling to the ground.
Gene Simmons on location.
Yes.
Chickens and a fire in 2015 had destroyed an empty barn as well.
Why are these happening so frequently?
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know what it is about those buildings that makes them susceptible to catching fire.
I mean, honestly, I do understand that it's sort of a perfect fit. It's like a popcorn factory going up. I mean, at the end, you have edible results, but Jesus.
Fire marshal was expected to investigate the case of the latest blaze. Wow. A Disney World ticket booker helped a Pennsylvania woman escape domestic violence.
Wow.
Police in Pennsylvania said that the booker could hear the woman who had called yelling, "Get off me and get away from me. Get away from me."
Yes.
The booker asked the woman if she was calling because she needed a trip. And she replied that she wasn't.
Get away from me.
When the booker asked the woman if she needed help, the woman replied that she did.
Get away from me, you crumb.
Police arrived to her home on January 9th. The woman told police that she was arguing with her boyfriend, Wayne Shiflett, about his employment status. The woman said Shiflett choked her and she feared for her life. Records show Shiflett, who was charged with strangulation, terroristic threats, and intent to terrorize another, remained in the York County Jail on Sunday. Law enforcement authorities and experts have warned, though, against trying to reach 911 through a third party or coded language like a pizza order, saying that some people might not get the meaning.
Yeah, yeah. I try to be aware of all these things.
Some departments now offer the ability to text 911. Now, I don't know is why she called a Disney ticket broker.
She's a fan.
But who knows? But nonetheless, worked out okay in the end. So some people will call restaurants and order and use some kind of coded message, or they'll call 911 and pretend they're calling something else.
Oh, they'll pretend they left their bag at home.
Which happened to me this very morning. All right, and then we'll do one last story and wrap it up. Chinese rescuers on Sunday pulled to safety 11 workers who had been stuck 2,000 feet down in a gold mine for 14 days. I hadn't heard this story. With 10 others still lost and at least one dead. Mm. Hundreds of rescue workers and officials applauded as the 11 survivors were hauled up one by one in baskets from the mine. The rescued men shielded their eyes from the sun after being so many days in the darkness. The men who had been getting liquid food sent through a makeshift shaft were underground. They were covered in coats amid freezing temperatures and put into ambulances. They were half of the 22 trapped since January 10th. When an explosion shifted an estimated 70 tons of debris, blocking the shaft, disabling elevators, and trapping workers at least 2,000 feet underground.
I don't think I'd be good in that situation.
No. One of the 10 appears to be
trapped on
his own 325 feet down in rising water, so they're trying to get to them. So this story is not completely over as of yet. That's pretty wild. And that is what I have in the Bizarre File for
Amazing
you.
Stuff.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.